Life is like a journey taken on a train, with a pair of travelers at each window pane. Now I may sit beside you all the journey through, or I may sit elsewhere, never knowing you. But if fate should mock me to sit at your side, let's be pleasant travelers. It's so short a ride. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. And how are you today? Usually in the past, I've been able to say, isn't it a lovely day? But today in New Orleans would make a fibber out of me, because today the rains came, and consequently, most of us are forced to remain indoors. Now, that may seem rather awkward, and if you feel too badly about it, why not glance out of the window? Come on, give a look. Not upwards, mind you, but look down. Look at those flowers. Look at that big, beautiful tree. Look at those spring shrubs. Happy, aren't they? You bet they are. They've been behaving here of late like anxious lovers awaiting their prenuptial showers. So they got their showers today. It just shows to go you there's good in everything. In fact, only this afternoon I mentioned to Ray McNamara, my organist. Wasn't that a sharp thunderstorm we had last night, Ray? To which Ray answered, jokingly, of course, I hadn't noticed it, Henry. I was talking with my wife all evening. Yeah, I know how bad weather is. It gives us the blues sometimes, doesn't it? Well, I have a cure for that. That is, I think I have, if you'll heed it. If times are hard and you feel blue, well, think of others worrying too. Now, just because your trials are many, don't think the rest of us haven't any. Friends, life is made of smiles and tears, joys and sorrows mixed with fears. And though to us it seems one-sided, trouble is pretty well divided. I know if we could look into every heart, we'd find that each one has its part. And those who travel fortune's road sometimes carry the biggest load. So remember, friends, life is made of smiles and tears, joys and sorrows mixed with fears. And though to us it seems one-sided, trouble is pretty well divided. Don't let the weather get you down. In fact, don't let anything get you down. Why, you know what you could even try? Try singing your blues away. It helps. You don't even need to have a voice either. Why, even I try it sometimes, and if I can try it, anybody can. Honest Injun. Jada. Jada. Ooh, jada, jada, jing, jing, jing. I said jada, I mean jada. Ooh, jada, jada, jing, jing, jing. Now, Toby McNamara is a gal, sweet as sugar and a darn good pal. Jada, ha-ha-ha, jada, ooh, jada, jada, jing, jing, jing. Jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. Jada, I say, hey, jada, ooh, jada, jada, jing, jing, jing. Two steps forward, one step back. Throw away your troubles, but look out for your back. Ho, 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 jada. I mean jada. Jada, jada, jing, jing, jing. Yeah? I feel better. I should feel better to get that off my chest. By the way, friends, I met an old friend of yours the other day. Well, she's really an old friend of mine. But I feel on this program that my friends are yours. Isabel Miller is her name. I wonder how many of us remember when she was Miss New Orleans in 1937. She used to sing up here at WWL, too. As a matter of fact, she's right up here now, looking at me from the other side of this microphone. And from the looks of Isabel Miller, she's still a strong contender for Miss New Orleans of 1946. Hi, Isabel.
Hello, Henry.
Delighted to have you back with us once again. By the way, just when did you leave New Orleans?